concerned about the thing, like air conditioning, I mean, it's like refrigeration. I could, a person would call me, but you know, like I don't have all the equipment
yeah.
that is needed to for the job. So I would, you know, I would maybe tell them what's the problem.
Yeah.
And you know, give them my concept about, you know.
Have you always been pretty mechanically inclined, like to work with your hands?
You could say yes, yes. I, you know, it's nothing that really to go out there and do it, but I took that up because I knew something about air conditioning. It's always, you know, thought about. And I'm just that course, you know, it's yeah. different from when you say mechanically inclined, that could be, you know, consistent maybe working on cars. See,
oh, yeah.
I don't like to, you know, mess with cars too much,
I
but like
a,
like a mechanically inclined of air conditioning, refrigeration, I would say yes, because it was something that I always came up with is, you know, how did this work, and
yeah.
it's something I want, you know, find out about it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, I went into that, and that's one of the reasons for going and taking out mm-hmm. electrical, because he has a, mm-hmm. I found the mechanical part of, about that, I know the students, maybe about 6 or 7% of this electrical, you know, so,
yeah.
things like that, I mean, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Could you tell me just, you know, very briefly and as simply as possible how it is an air conditioner works, you know, what makes that thing cool the air?
Yeah, well, it is, you got, well, the heart of it is the compressor, and you may call it a motor.
Yeah.
And inside you have, you know, your pistons, you got a couple of pistons there, and you got a certain amount of oil, you know, to work in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got your certain devices on the side of what makes it go. You got your relay and a capacitor and different hookup, you know, your wires and all this. And what really make it work is, you know, your electrical parts, you know, when you plug your service card in, you get your electrical part, and that's when you devise and start it off. And you have a capillary tool that pays a great deal. It's a little small tool that wears, you know me, mm-hmm. from there. And you got, you know, your static condenser on the back of it, which, mm-hmm. you know, you would change from a paper to a gas, and
mm-hmm.
going up, hit your evaporator and all of this, mm-hmm. you know.
It sounds complicated. Now, where does that Freon come in? What exactly does it do?
The Freon?
Yeah.
You can consider Freons on something like a gas, you know, just like what you put gas in a car. It's
yeah.
called Freon. Freon, you know, it's what cools it, you know.
The Freon is what cools the air. Does it pass through the Freon and that cools it or something?
No, the Freon within the system is something like a vapor, you know,
yeah.
or a gas, you know what I mean? That's what you would pump into it to make it freeze, you know. Just like, you know, just saying it's simple, if you know, well, you may know something about it because you said freon, you know, most people say
well,
gas.
It's something, no, I went the air conditioner in my car stopped working, and I took it in, and I found out what in the world was wrong with it.
It was out of freon. That's right.
So I figured you
had freon in your air conditioner. Right, that's it. You know, you said gas, that's right.
Does that stuff have a tendency to leak out easily, or what?
It has a tendency of leaking out, you know. Maybe you could have a joint, you know, where your connection, it could leak out there. Even a little punch, you know, punch it in the your copper tube, and so you use that, you know, with your copper tube, it could, you know, leak out.
Or air conditioners and cars, do they operate basically the same as window units or something?
Self-contained
like
units.
Yeah.
Which is big enough. Yes, it's on the same principles. I would say yes.
Could you work on a car air conditioner if you had to?
Yes, I could do that.
Is it true that you need to run your air conditioner for a few minutes throughout the year so that freon won't leak out?
That's
will that help?
Yes, that's correct. You should run it. I'm talking about during the winter and summer, you know,